All right. Well, we're kicking off this hour with our good friend. Doyle Ayers is a longtime faithful listener to Yes FM. Yeah,
he's done so much for us over the years. And
every once in a while, he brings in some meats he's smoked out for us. He even brought us a little feast this morning. He's our resident game meat expert, so anytime we have questions about game meat,
yep. This is the Doyle. This is the Doyle that we reference when we talk about that, like the other day when we were talking about some former president's favorite foods. Squirrel was on a couple of the list of a couple former presidents.
Well, last week when President Trump was in town, Doyle was on television, live, national television, as Fox News was in town talking to average voters. And like I said, they probably didn't vet Doyle all that much. But talking to average first, and he was there resplendent in his Yes FM t-shirt on live national television. It was awesome.
Resplendent. That's a new word for me. Is that good?
Yes, that's good. Yes. Okay, he means he was looking awesome. Yeah, he's wearing it this morning.
Thanks to Doyle, we had an advertisement on national TV.
Yes.
That's it.
So welcome, Doyle, this morning, first
of all.
Thank you. Walk us through, how did it come about that you ended up on national television?
And first off, you tried to go to the rally the night before.
Right, let's
just start from there and work our way to that the next morning.
Well, my boy and I, we had our tickets, and we go down, and I figured, well, I got to work. I wanted to get off earlier, but I did not. And I went down to see then President-elect Trump in 16, and it was three blocks for the wait. And I'm thinking, oh, piece of cake, no big deal. I'm thinking, now that he's got president, there's going to be more people against him, so it's going to be about the same or whatever, even closer. So I figure it's not going to be a long wait. But we get down there, and it's like 11 blocks long, and we park at Erie and Washington, and we had to walk all the way down to Summit Street, down a couple blocks down Summit. There was thousands of people there.
I saw a video where they took a camera along the line, walked the whole line.
Oh my gosh. They wound it up and down the blocks also, so they really wound it around. So you're not just passing one block, you're going one block down Washington, one block down Erie, one block back. You know, they're really zigzagging you around. But we get there after about 2 hours, we're there. We are a block from the Huntington Center. And I'm like, we're in, we're there. Because we got there at 4:30. And when we get to the Huntington Center, they're like, it's closed.
Yep. Reached capacity.
It's closed. Well, they said they gave away like 20,000 tickets for 8,000 seater.
Yeah. They said, because I heard them on the radio saying, just because you have a ticket doesn't guarantee
right. I heard that, but I never dreamed it was going to be like that. So that's how it started. And so then I meet with a group of guys, prayer group at Uncle John's Pancake House. We've been eating and meeting there for probably about 14 years. And so I walked in, and there's the camera crew sitting up front. So I just walked on back. We sit back in the back. I go back there, and one of my friends, Jamie, who was also on with me, was also there already. And so I talked to him, and we sat down and asked him, well, what's going on? He's just saying that they're doing interviews for the rally. And so I'm like, okay, whatever. So a young lady come up and asked us. She's like, would you guys be interested in doing an interview? I'm like, Jamie, right away, like, sure. And I'm like, ugh. And she's like, well, you don't got to be part if you don't want to. I'm like, I'm with him.
Are there any questions about squirrels? That's what you should ask.
We did talk about hunting. We talked about a little bit of everything. He was a really cool guy, down to earth.
So yeah, tell who us, are you on with?
Yeah, tell us who interviewed you.
Dean Cain. He is the Superman. I believe it's from the CW TV program, Lois and Clark, which I've only seen like three episodes, so I didn't really know
that's where
guy.
He made his name. Yeah, that's where he became famous.
And he's been on the Hallmark Channel, too.
Yeah,
well, that's what he said, because we talked about that. And he said that we asked him about his gig with Fox and Friends. He said that it's really nice because he can still do movies and shows. He said he just got done filming a movie, and now he's here. And I tried to get a plug in to him. I go, check out our zoo. Check out our zoo. We got awesome zoo. But he's like, I got to be back in New York. So, you know. But, yeah, just talking about our families. I have military family. I talked about them and our kids. Just talked a little bit about everything, and it was just really nice, down-to-earth guy.
And this was actually live on Fox and Friends?
Right. It was live while it was happening. I was under the impression they were just going to take bits and clips of different things and put it together and put the best of, because they interviewed a few people, so I'm thinking,
Short little clips
here
and
right,
there.
Right. So I thought, there's no way. You know, I always wondered, how do they find these people? Who do they go to get these guys to do these interviews? And there I am. Now I know how it works. It's not put on, not nothing. They just pull you and you're there.
Taking a chance.
Yep.
And you were wearing your Yes FM t-shirt.
Yes, I was.
The one you got on right now.
I washed it up and I wore it this morning. This is my Yes FM shirt, you know, and I was saying that, and I even talked to my wife. Getting up in the morning dressing, and I had a different shirt. I was putting it on, and I seen my Yes FM shirt in my basket because I haven't put my clothes away yet. And so I pulled it out and put it on, and that's the shirt I happen to wear.
So not planned. Just
Nope. It's like I said, I had another shirt I was putting on, and I just put this one on.
But no God saying, Doyle, wear the Yes FM shirt either.
I don't know if he said it that loud, but he might have said, hey, dummy.
I got plans for you today. Put on the Yes FM
shirt. That's it. That's it. So, no, that was just weird how it all happened. It was interesting.
Very cool. Well, that's neat, and a neat opportunity for you and to be on and be a part of that. And then, of course, you know, getting the Yes FM t-shirt on there and getting some national love for
right.
Yes
FM. Well, that's what I was thinking. I was told my buddy, I'm like, well, Yes FM will get recognized because I realized I had my shirt on, so I didn't know, but I had a couple people that said, that's the first thing I thought about. I seen your Yes FM shirt, so that's cool.
We found out because somebody saw you and sent a clip. They did a screenshot.
Yeah, screenshot of the TV.
Oh, okay.
I think it was Brian in Lima, I think was the one.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. So it's working. Him. So hopefully people will get on the internet and check us out here and see what Toledo's about and what you guys are all about.
So I imagine, do you know if you can go to Fox's new website?
Yes,
still have the
yes.
Videos
if you
up there?
Go on Fox and Friends, they have a screen that pulls up, and then on the left it has videos, and you can click on that link, and it'll pull up the videos. I imagine, I reckon, you got to go through like
archive,
Friday videos or whatever, the archive, So, but they do have those there.
I saw a clip, a video clip recorded of when they interviewed Superman, like Kane,
Dean Kane,
earlier that morning, like 4:30 in the morning at Uncle John's when nobody was there.
Okay.
And they were really nice to Toledo, nice about Toledo, the things they said about Toledo and all the interviews that I saw.
Right.
And,
well, they were all really decent, nice people. I mean, just nice as can be, down to earth, all the whole crew. There's like about five or six of them there.
Yeah.
So they did different interviews throughout the day, pulled different people. And of course, you know, I'm freezing, I'm going bald, so I got my beanie cap. They had a Trump hat for $10, Trump president for 2020, so I had that, and I walked in with that hat, and I'm like, gonna wear my hat. This dadgum thing cost me $30 between parking and the cap. That's all I got out of it. So I'm getting my money's worth.
So what kind of questions did they ask you?
Off the air, they asked a lot of questions, but on the air, they asked me, how did I feel about the supposedly retaliation strike that America put on Iran?
Mm-hmm.
With that one, they asked if I was in support in favor of that, and then I told them that, which, looking like a country hillbilly hick, I'm like, you know, if you want to mess with somebody that's bigger than you and you want to get your butt kicked, and that's why I'm thinking this is never going to make it, because that's exactly what I said after watching. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then they asked,
if I'd known this was live, I would have
framed
that
better. That's it. Yeah. And you know, I'm just me no matter where I'm at, what I am. This is how I talk. This is it. Church, everything. Church loves me. I'm surprised I'm not kicked out yet, but they're like, this is just me. I can't do two different ones. But then the next question was if they, what I thought about the impeachment process, mm-hmm. you know, for the air on that one. And I explained to them, I thought that was kind of crazy myself personally, because I remember sitting up for the election when President Trump was announced that he was president. Our representatives right away were doing interviews saying, well, it's my duty to see that this man is impeached. And it's like, you got to give somebody a chance. You know, there's been presidents that I haven't supported that I didn't really care for, but I never bashed. And he's just a hoot. If you wouldn't seen him live, you'd know why people don't like him, because he just really rips on the media.
And one of the questions they asked you was if you were Republican or Democrat.
Right, right.
And you said you were independent.
I say I'm an independent. Like I said, I've always tried to vote for the person that I feel is going to do the best job, which is what I think it can be. I know people that just vote across the board. Well, this guy's a Democrat, so I'm voting all Democratic. But I try to see who I think feels the best, because I did vote for Clinton. He was talking about some health care. I thought they got to do something. I don't know what could be done, but we got to do something to get prices down is what I believe. Then it's just, but my views and values, I guess, and morals tend to lean more towards the Republican. So that's why I told him, I guess that's how I've been. I just still view myself as an independent who can do the best. I was raised in a different era where, you know, I'm 21. Daddy's like, okay, boy, you got to go register to vote. You got to go register for the draft and you got to vote. And so I took part of that, but I was raised that what's going to work the best. And you really don't know who to believe anyways.
And perhaps the most pressing question of the day, what did you have for breakfast that morning at Uncle John's?
You know, what did I have? Actually, I just had their number one. They have a really decent breakfast. The food's consistently great, I feel, for what it is and what you're paying. But three, you can get eggs, toast, John's hash browns and a coffee.
There you go.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, so before the interview, did they put makeup on you or anything
No, we were teasing about that. That's where Tim was like, oh gosh, if I didn't know that, I would wear my eyeliner. And the gal was like, oh, we can really fix you up and decorate you up. But no, nothing. They were just like, she interviewed us with a bunch of different questions. And then she has come back. She's like, okay, I'm going to need you guys in about 10 minutes. So we got to sit there with Dean and talk for about 10 minutes as they're showing, I reckon, commercials and all that other stuff. Then they showed a little clip of him downtown interviewing people. And then we sat with him for about 5 minutes afterwards.
Nice. So very cool.
So did they have you sign any release forms or anything?
Nope. Just blood in the finger, you know. No, nothing like that at all.
So very casual.
Just nonchalant, easygoing, just... Huh.
So they did kind of a little bit of a pre-interview at the beginning.
Yeah, the gal went around and talked to a few different people. She had her little phone with her, and she's writing down all the little notes because she asks where I'm from, am I married, how long have I been here, what did I think about that, did I... Have I been down to see the president before? I mean, she asked a bunch of different questions, and then they just narrow it down to just a couple of what they wanted to ask. I reckon they probably just went with different people, different questions.
Yeah.
So it was interesting.
Wow.
But like I said, I was my proudest moment was I did have the shirt on because I'm thinking, yep, that was for a reason.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Praise God and thank you.
Yep. Hey, not a problem. Thank you guys for doing what you do.
Yes, yeah. FM, get some love. And
that's it.
Doyle, get to shape the narrative of the election.
And maybe a few more listeners for you.
There you go. And thank you for all the food you brought in. Hey, you brought a feast for us this
selection.
Morning.
Gotta have a selection.
We're going to have Doyle in more often. I can tell you that right now.
Maybe I can cook breakfast for you next time you have a share-a-thon. Just cook a bunch of stuff. Squirrel and gravy.
Squirrel and gravy, man.
Got to have it.
Squirrel and gravy over biscuits. There you go.
That's it.
All right. So you can then go to foxnews.com, and then there's a section for Fox and Friends as I'm zipping through here now. So I'm sure you'll be able to find, because it's only been a few days, so I'm sure you can still find it in their archives if you go through. That was awesome.
Yep. All right. Well, Doyle, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate you coming in.
You're welcome.
For sharing your experience.
Thank you.
And for the food and for... Wearing our billboard.
Not a problem. Anytime I can help.